2UE's 2015.
Truly and I, sorry to keep you up.
Whack on a beanie.
At the end of the day, you can only do your best.
The year in review.
February was dominated by politics, and Prime Minister Abbott's captain's call to award Prince Philip a knighthood was the trigger for more leadership speculation. West Australian MP Luke Simpkins attempts to call a spill.
You have the opportunity to either endorse the Prime Minister or endorse a new direction.
He no longer enjoyed my support as leader.
I've always supported Tony Abbott.
Do I unequivocally support the Prime Minister? No, I don't.
But it's voted down in the party room.
I am determined to do better.
For now, Mr. Abbott's position is safe. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grester was jailed in Egypt in 2014 for reporting news that was damaging to national security. The 7-year sentence outraged Australians and supporters of free press. A retrial was ordered, and in February, Grester was deported.
He was very keen to be back on a beach and lying in the sun in Australia.
Just a few weeks out from the NRL and rugby season, and the sports are rocked by a drug scandal. This time, cocaine was at the centre of the allegations, with rugby star Carmichael Hunt and league stars Greg Bird and Dave Taylor among six titans charged with possession and supply.
It's incredibly difficult for everyone to deal with. To be constantly dragged through these kind of scandals is incredibly damaging to the club.
Hunt later pleaded guilty, while Bird's charges were dismissed.
The Year in Review on Sydney's original 2UE 954.